Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you add. It's a Monday, a beautiful one for that matter. It doesn't matter the dust. yesterday when I came out, I was in Benoni. I spent the whole weekend in Benoni. When I came out from the house yesterday, we were supposed to drive out. The car was covered in dust. There was no way I was going to be able to drive in that dust. Had to wash my car first before we could drive out because the dust happened throughout the night. And yeah, we are in July. What should we expect? July, August, dusty months. They are the months where we know in South Africa we experience dust. We also know that it's very cold. Well, July is much better. Cold-wise, it's much better compared to July. But July is very cold. So I hope that you're warm. And if you can, depending on where you're at, if the dust is too much, please use a mask. Please use a mask if you can. I know there are those ones who are working outside. Make sure that you're covered, your nostrils are covered, because there's nothing good with dust coming into your space, into your health, into your chest as well. So make sure that you're safe. And I'm talking to somebody where now, where he's at is very cold compared to where we at. I'm in Pretoria now, and he is in the Vaal talking to Sir. And we are talking to Sir Sheikhs Mofuleng, all the way from Vaal. Dumelanko Vaal.
Hey, look how she's born.
Ririso. 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 That's Pretoria for you. How's the Vaal?
Hey, it's who about a kamona ha holo, who about a honale moya, honale dusty.
Yeah, kitobato hutle le kamone, hori, somebody who speaks English a honook.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you, I hope you're warm where you at?
Yeah, no, yeah, here in Valley it's very cold, mama. there's a lot of dust to this site.
Oh, so now tell us about who Sheikhs Mofuleng is. Are you related to Joey Mofuleng one way or another?
Yeah. Firstly, I just want to thank the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Yeah, and it's I'm happy for you guys to have me there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Joey, yeah, we are related. We are cousins, actually.
What?
Yeah, we're related to Joey Mofuleng. Yes.
And yeah. Where does music come from on your line, like in the family? Is it something that runs in the family, or you just found yourself singing and he also found himself singing?
You know what? This thing is a thing that it runs in the family, you know. Because we started singing in the young age, in the early ages. Yeah, we started singing in the early ages. Yeah, advancing the family.
All right. So tell us about your relationship with Christ.
Yeah. Shakespeare, it's somebody a police doing. I met the Lord Jesus Christ in 1990.
Yeah,
in 1990, and then I started following Christ since then until now.
How did you know then that you could sing? Did you know that you could sing before you met Christ, or you met Christ and you gave your life to Jesus, and then the next thing, I can sing? How did that come about?
Yeah, you know what happened? Okay, I met Christ, but I didn't know that I could sing. But
okay,
after I met Christ, then I met other Christians. We normally went to church, and you know, we would play with keyboards. We would sing songs. You know, those kind of things. And that's when I discovered my talent, my gift.
Yes.
Yeah, that God gave me, yeah. That's when I discovered my gift.
And then you started singing from an early age.
Age, yes. 16 years there, yeah, I was, yeah.
16 years? Yes.
At the age of 16 years, I started seeing like we had a group that called we call that group Born Again Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we started singing there, and that's when I discovered my talent. Yeah, then we went to Cheryl to Fame.
Wow. I remember when I was like, I don't even have a good memory of Shell Road to Fame, but I remember some time back when I was very young, there was Shell Road. And then how did you do go Shell Road to Fame?
Yeah, our group came out number 2. In Shell Road to Fame. On the finalist.
And did you get any prizes that took you forward, or you just came 2 and then that was it?
You know, at that time, number 2, they didn't get anything. They didn't get anything. It was only the prize for only number 1.
Okay. So, what encouraged you to grow your gift after you didn't come out on top?
You know what? I discovered also my gift at church. That's where I discovered my gift, and also people we used to invite us, and you know, I didn't know that I could sing nicely, but when the people invite us, that's when I see, we can sing, Then that's when and another thing, praying. When you pray, that's when God nourished that gift.
Ah,
yeah, prayer is the most important thing. Yes, ma'am.
So what were you praying about? What were you saying to God about your music? So what were you asking him?
Mm. Yeah, I was asking God to nourish this talent, because how nali talent? You cannot just do le fela. Not doing anything. You must ask God to nourish it. People, when they hear your music, they must be blessed, not just to be entertained.
Yes, it goes beyond.
Because yes, it's not all about entertainment.
Yeah.
It's all about glorifying God and people to get healed through your music. People, they must be saved through your music.
Oh, wow, that's so beautiful. It's awesome to know that there are musicians in our times who say, Lord, use this gift, nourish it, preserve it, protect it, Lord, and use it to minister to your people. So you released a song called Send Your Love. Tell us about that song. How did it come about?
Yeah, it's me who wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my manager, which is Dr. Mkari, he arranged that song, and he produced that song.
Mm.
But I wrote the song, then he arranged it.
Mm.
That song, when we were busy, I was busy thinking about song. I was seeing in our world, people, they don't have they don't love each other. People, they don't love their neighbors. That's when I come up with the Lord. Send your love.
Hmm.
Send your love to us so that we can be healed as a nation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was happening in the nation when you asked God to send his love? What was going on? Was there something happening?
You know what? At that time, it was that thing that was... yes, there was something happening, but it was at that time that I see... our neighbors, they're not loving each other. As Christians, we just pretending to each other. We just, you know, we're not real to one another.
Sure.
So I said, God, send your love to your people. Actually, that song, people, this message of love must reach everybody. It must reach our churches.
All right. Send your love. So you wrote Send Your Love, and it was all about brethren loving each other. Lerato la pelo ya ka. Who is that?
Yo, when I talk about the love of my life, I'm talking about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that song. It's not me who wrote it.
Okay.
It's my producer who wrote that song. But we were talking about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the love of my life, the love of my heart,
mm-hmm.
is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, this song, actually, he wrote it with the Sitonga, but we translated it into English.
All right. So is it just a worship song, just worshiping the Lord of Lords?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you keep saying, Ntate Shakes, you keep saying, my producer. You did mention, at some point, you mentioned Dr. Somebody, who also helped you. Is it the same person? Who have you worked with in this album?
Yes, I worked with Dr. Mkari.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's my producer.
And who did you work with on this album?
Everything on this album. Arranging the songs, producing the songs, it was him.
Wow. How many songs are in this album, and what's the title of the album?
I've got 8 songs. The title of the album is His Love for Me.
The title of the album is His Love for Me. Why that title?
You know what? When I think about the love of God, if it wasn't for the love of God, that's why we call that album His Love for Me.
Mm.
His Love for Me, because I'm who I am because of the love of Christ.
Hmm.
Yes.
Sometimes people do forget that the Lord loves them with everything that they are faced with. What would you say to somebody who will be listening to this album?
I can say this album, it can lift your soul. It can encourage you. It can make you to know more about Christ. It can make you love more, know more about what Christ can do in your life. Yes, the love of Christ. That album talks about the love of Christ, His love for me, Lerato la pilo yaka. You know, it's all about love. It's all about the love of God. It's all about the love of God on this album.
So you're encouraging somebody to listen so that they never forget that they are loved.
Yes.
We do forget that we are loved.
Yes.
But thank you for such music that reminds us of His love for us. And when you remember His love for you, there's no way that you can remain the same. Mara otlabina lwena wa re lerato la pilo yaka.
Love of my life.
Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take that song by Sheikhs Mofuleng, Lerato la pilo yaka.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Sheikhs Mofuleng this afternoon on Heart to Heart. With me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And the song is Lerato la pilo yaka, Lover of My Life. And yes, my family, you can talk to us. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. We'd like to hear from you.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Time now, 22 minutes, just before 2 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart. And it's time to talk to one of our recording artists. He's not just an artist, he is a worshipper. And we'd like to hear from you, my family, on 012-334-1322. If you'd like to talk to him whilst he's still with us, you can do so. 012 0032-334-322, our WhatsApp line, 0826572729, and our SMS line, 37871-3787. And this is Sheikh Mofuleng. Wow, what a worshipper you are.
Yes.
Even in your album, you remember that he is the Lord of Lords. He's the lover for your life. He is God. And there is nothing that you can do without him, or you can never be without him. For in him we live, we move, and have our being. That is so amazing to see. How do you make sure that even in your album, you worship, you don't forget that this is worship. This is all about God. It's not about me. Yes, I would love to sell the album. I'd like to make a lot of money from all this, but this is about God. How do you make sure that you're grounded in that?
I didn't hear the question. Can you repeat it?
How do you make sure that to you, when it comes to the album, you don't forget that it's about God?
Oh yeah, you know what, Mama.
Ha se ka o rekisa chelete, ho ruetse chelete fela. Empa it's about God. Mm.
Yeah, you know what? This album, the time I was producing it, we were doing it. We're not focusing on all about money. We're focusing on reaching people. The message must reach people.
Mm.
People must know Christ through this music.
Wow. Do you pray for your songs?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about that.
I do pray for any song, even if when I'm going to church.
Yes.
If they said, here's the repertoire, you're going to do this song, I pray for all those songs so that God can minister to His people through those songs.
Yes,
because it's not all about singing. It's not all about entertainment. It's all about that we're taking the glory to the Lord.
Wow, that's really awesome. So you still minister in your church?
Yes, I'm ministering at my church, Koinonia Bible Church.
Ah, just hold it there. Just hold it there. Kokononia, I'm Hope Bomamit. Hello to your family.
This is Bomila. How are you?
Yeah, Bavunkosi. I'm in awe. Wenunjani.
I'll just in Kosi Abusa. Yeah, I get Kofana. Hey, Sheikh Bunjani.
Shapira Bunjani, Bab.
I'll just in Kosi, Sheikh. Yes, I would want them fooling, all them full of ambay or
low.
Wow, I love that. I love it.
It's a bomb, Six.
I know, even when you love God.
Yes, Bona, umculo ngobe. Uyabona uNkulunkulu sifundile eBhayibhelini ukuthi uzwa kangqono
yibo
uma sihlabelela.
Yibo.
Ngobe sibonile indonga zaseJericho ziwa. Yizwa ukuhlabelela, ukudumisa. Sibonile amaketana nqamuka. Azwela kuvuleke iminyango yejele boPaul noSilas. Manje engakusho ndodana kaMfuleni ukuthi uyabona wena ufana nemhlabelelayo, nifana nabantu abahlohla abomanyovu. Uyamazi umanyovu? Kunezinye isilwane silumana kabuhlungu.
Efana nenyosi.
Ya, mara sona sakheke njengenye indlela esimnyama so.
Yes.
Asiphelele. Uyabona inyosi kulumaza iwani iphelele.
Yeah. A wasp. Yes.
Na, nihlohle zona. Ngoba uSathana akabafuni abantu abafana nani, ngoba uyawazi amandla wokudumisa.
Mm.
Yes. manje kufanele niqaphele kakhulu.
Yeah.
And enhlale emkhulekweni.
Mhm.
Yebo ba.
Ningasuki emkhulekweni ngobe usazonilinga uSathane.
Yebo kakhulu, yebo ba.
Mhm. Uyawuletha bokejana.
Mhm.
Abahle kakhulu.
Yo,
bazonuyisa.
Yeah,
ene akusilulu kuvuka komzalwane.
Mhm.
Yebo.
Ngoba umzalwane uwa alazi iqiniso.
Mhm.
Yeah,
then kuba yazi kulula ukuthatha umisono usise usilethe kuNkulunkulu kunokubuyisa umzalwane oseka wini.
Eish.
Yeah.
Manje qaphelani madoda, qaphela ndoda.
Yes.
Mina ngiyamthanda ngobe ngiyawazi umsebenzi wenu.
Mhm.
Yebo, yebo.
Ukuthi uma nihlabela so kunezinto zikaSathane ezimoshekayo.
Mhm.
Yes.
And akamthandi.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yazi umzondo umdlula abafundisi. Ngobe mina nasenkonzweni yini em prepare inkonzo zabantu.
Yebo, yeah.
Ukuthi zibe ready for ukuzwa izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Manje ngiyacela mnumzane ungasuki emkhulekweni.
Yes.
Yebo ba.
Yeah, thina sinikhulekela generally.
Mhm.
Yes.
Mara wena zikhulekele wena ngobe wena uNkulunkulu njengoba uqula ngothando.
Mhm.
Yes.
uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda.
Mhm.
Yes.
Uma ukhuleka uyakuzwa eluzokwenzela konke lokho wena okuqhelayo.
Yeah.
And the more ukhuleka umkhuleko akusi benefit ngaloko okuqhelile ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukunika kona. Umkhulekona ngokwa ukunikeza amandla wena.
All right.
Yes, true that, yes.
Ukuthi noma kuza ini ukhone wena ukuyinqoba.
Yes.
Ngala amandla unikeza umkhuleko. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much.
Ngibonile baba.
Thank you so much Babu Nkosi. Wow, Babu Nkosi ministering so deep to Ntate Sheikh Mofuleng and also declaring that may the Lord protect all worshippers because the enemy doesn't like anyone who worships, especially worshipping in song, because they are the ones who prepare, who go to the front. And we have seen how God uses that strategy more and more in his word to say, send the worshippers at the front. So send Judah first. That's what the word of God would say, send Judah first. So he says, may the Lord really protect every worshipper. And also, may he also help the Mofuleng to keep grounded. He says, you shouldn't stop praying. This is also for other worshippers. You shouldn't stop praying and praying for your music as well. Ntate Mofuleng, thank you so much for talking to us. I think that day Nkosi has ministered so much, so deep into your life. He has deposited so much into your life. I don't think it's an easy journey, especially when you are called into the music space to crack into that. But I love the fact that you are getting into it with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not getting into it alone. And for you, it's about people giving their lives to Jesus, building a meaningful relationship with Christ, knowing who they are in him, knowing who he is in them as well, and growing in that. So thank you for your music. Your closing words to somebody who is trying to also get into the space, they just started recording, what would you say to them?
Yeah, what I can say is to those people who wanted to record or wanted to start recording this, they're studying recording now.
Yeah.
What is important, like as Ubaba the Kuluma Kona Manje Mama.
Yes.
The prayer, it must be on in the Hamba Pambili. Because the Bible says when you read Matthew 6:33, it says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. So first you seek God, then God will do the rest.
Mm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. May the Lord keep you and bless you, and may the Lord strengthen you as you continue journeying on this journey of worship, of leading his people, and also just strengthening them on their journeys, individual journeys through listening to your music. So yeah, may he bless you as you keep doing that, and may he make a hedge of fire around you to protect you as you move forward. As we have said, the enemy is not going to, I guess what really he will come through. But may the Lord keep you grounded and surround you like he does the mountains of Ararat. That's what he said in his word. So yeah, rebatlobona that and grow. May your music touch many lives. The last one that we are going to play is Ivangeli. And I assume it's about knowing Christ, but you can tell me better about it.
Come again, ma?
I assume it's about knowing Christ as Lord and Savior, but you can tell me more about it.
Yeah, Ivangeli, it's that song it's an old song, but we were killing people. Yeah, they must remember the gospel, the previous gospel, the old gospel. It was the one.
Mm.
It was the one, because people now they're mixing this gospel. They are mixing it.
It shouldn't be that way.
Yes.
You reminded me of one that I used to hear when we were growing up. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It is good enough for
me.
Yeah. So this one is, which one is it? Ivangeli elagudal. Is that that one?
Yes, it's the same song, but Ivangeli elagudala elasikhulula. Evangeli, it's nice to know Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Wow. Keep growing in the space, in your ministry. We love you. Thank you so much for your music. Yeah. Playing you out with Evangeli by Shakes Mofuleng.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
That is Joe Shakes Mofuleng, the cousin to Joey Mofuleng, Ivangeli, and Dr. Sibo Mkhize says, yeah, that song wants an alilililili. It wants that. It wants some women ululating, and at the beginning, you know, some sutu going on there. But hey, it's good. Ivangeli, and I see Frank Jacob saying, good afternoon, my sister and family. Great show. Great music. Love the music. Thank you so much for that. Qalisile Vilakati, hello to you. Saying, blessed afternoon, Sisbo and family listening. And we are grateful. So Dr. Sibo Mkhize is coming after the 2 o'clock news bulletin, and we'll be talking to her. Do not touch the dial.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.